USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said on Sunday that she would withhold a vote on an upcoming bipartisan infrastructure package until the Senate approves a much larger spending package through budget reconciliation. That's something that Senator Rob Portman is not happy with. The Ohio Republican tells ABC's This Week that he's worried the speaker's threat could scuttle a bipartisan piece of needed legislation that's popular among the American people.
87% of the American people think we should do a bipartisan infrastructure package. It's the right thing to do. Every president in modern times has talked about it. President Trump's proposal was for $1.5 trillion in infrastructure. Ours is about $579 billion over 5 years. So this is the right thing to do. It's been totally bipartisan from the start. It's the way we ought to be doing things here in Washington to get stuff done, and I can't believe the Speaker of the House would be blocking it.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Finally, some good news for crews fighting a wildfire in southern Oregon that's burnt through more than 400,000 acres of forest. Brad Bernards has the details.
The nation's largest wildfire raged through southern Oregon on Friday, but crews were scaling back some night operations as hard work and weaker winds helped reduce the spread of flames, even as wildfires continued to threaten homes in neighboring California. An Oregon Department of Forestry spokesperson says there is some good news.
So in the last couple of days, the fire has only grown 1,000 acres per day. And for a fire of this size, basically that's a really strong signal that fire behavior is moderating.
And U.S. athletes accomplished a pair of firsts Sunday at the Tokyo Olympics. 18-year-old Anastasia Zlotik became the first American woman to win gold in Taekwondo, winning in the 57-kilogram division. Fencer Lee Kiefer became the first American to take gold in the individual foil event. She defeated defending Olympic champion Russian Inna Dereglazova in the final. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The city of St. Louis and St. Louis County are set to reinstate an indoor mask mandate on Monday amid rising cases in the state. Health officials announced its reinstatement on Friday, with several elected officials pushing back against the order. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt said that he would file a lawsuit Monday to stop the mandate from going into effect. Some health officials say that a mask mandate at this point won't actually do much to slow the spread of COVID. Infectious disease expert Dr. Amesh Adalja tells Fox News that the real way to bring down the number of cases is to bring up the number of vaccinations.
What we're seeing is really a pandemic of the unvaccinated. The data shows that if you're fully vaccinated, the Delta variant doesn't pose much of a risk to you, and those breakthrough infections that are occurring are rare and not likely to be contagious. What we're seeing is the unvaccinated driving this. So I think when you have these mask mandates put into place again, what you're going to see is it's going to be hard to comply with, not many people are going to wear it, and it's not going to be something that has a major impact because it's the unvaccinated individuals, people who haven't gotten vaccinated, unlikely to wear a mask, that are spreading this, and it's going to be in certain areas where mask use isn't very common to begin with. So I don't think you're going to see much of an impact here. I understand that businesses want to keep people safe, and I think that's fine if private businesses want to institute a mask mandate for customers coming into their stores because they don't want to figure out who's vaccinated, who's not. But I don't think you're going to see a major impact. We have the solution at hand. It's getting vaccine into people's arms. That's how we fix this problem.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.